1988.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, to the What's on Your Mind preview program. This is Mark the Freedom Poet here. Scott is on his way, and guess what? He's caught in some slippery traffic. He'll be in soon. He might even be on the line. Are you there, Mr. Scott?
Actually, yeah, I'm here already, but I thought I would answer the most important question of the day from outside the studio.
All right, because it's nice and warm in your car.
I'm actually outside. I'm outside the studio as we speak right now. Do you know what the most important question of the day is?
Well, the question that sure is on my mind and an awful lot of people's and the buzz of the e-world is, why did the coach leave at this time, you know?
Okay, well, that's certainly a question we're going to tackle on the program today, but I could answer that inside.
Outside.
That question.
So you want me to ask the question outside. Okay, what's the weather like then?
Well, I was thinking the most important question of the day is it cold outside? And the only way I could answer that was actually be outside.
Okay.
And,
is it cold outside? You have some exposed skin that's freezing up right as we speak.
Right. I'm really glad you got to the question because pretty soon this phone was going to stick to my ear for the rest of my life.
Well, you should really take a shower a little earlier, Scott.
Should I? Yeah, I really should. The answer is very much yes. In fact, it's stupid cold right now. You know that?
Yeah.
It was kind of stupid cold all weekend long. Just one of those days where it about goes right through you. So,
you know, I got up at 4 to go over to Detroit Lakes. It was 22 below zero, probably 50 below wind chill, and got to talk to 130 or so intrepid truckers. What a great group of people.
Mark was with truckers on Saturday, and we're going to be with Freedom Club members in Grand Forks tonight and a week from tonight in Tioga. So
that's
a busy week for the Freedom Club.
Yeah, and they want to have a Saturday Freedom Club in Detroit Lakes because these truckers, they put in a lot of hours during the week.
So remind folks where we're going to be tonight, by the way.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Pizza Ranch, 3750 32nd Avenue South in Grand Forks tonight at 7 o'clock. I called yesterday and confirmed they are expecting us. They have no – it's like always. We never know how many people are going to show up. But let's surprise them like we did in Fargo. We surprised Pizza Ranch. More people showed up than they thought were going to show up. So if you know anybody within a zillion miles of Grand Forks, tell them about the Freedom Club tonight. And anyway – I'm very happy to see.
I can come inside now?
You ahead and take it, sir. This is your show.
as long as I can have answered the big question of the day now, we're safe to go inside.
And your ear, it is got frostbite.
Oh, I told you, the phone was sticking to my ear. Anyway, we'll see folks tonight. If you want to have a little dinner, come early. The buffet at the Pizza Ranch is fantastic. But we'll start yakking about 7. And we're on a Freedom Club survey mission. We really are. You know, the Freedom Club is about our most loyal listeners guiding us and really being a part of the family, being part of that army, standing up for faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise. And so we'll spend lots of time tonight interacting on the most important issues. If you're not yet a Freedom Club member, don't let that dissuade you from coming. Come find out what it's all about and be part of the event as well. And it's family. It's our army. So it's a great opportunity, and we're looking forward to being in Grand Forks tonight. Pizza Ranch, Freedom Club. 7 o'clock, we'll get started, and if you want to have a little din-din there at that fabulous buffet, just come early. Mark is all equipped, by the way, in not only a sweater for the weather, but one proudly displaying the American flag. Very
just
nice.
In case they don't have a flag up, they can say the Pledge of Allegiance in my direction.
There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about truly the big story of the weekend was
dynamite.
The Craig Bull thing. I think there's two dynamics here. One is the fact that he's leaving and what that means and how it was announced and the timing and all that. And the second, to me, is the reaction to it. And I'm going to be a little harsh in my commentary here towards Bison fans. And I don't know if this is just Bison fans or if this is just human nature, but a lot of really mean things. You know, social media is... instant way to react, right? And that isn't always healthy because sometimes you need a little time to sort of simmer a little bit and get your thoughts about you.
Can I interrupt something that Thomas Jefferson said about that? He said, if you're mad, count to 10. If you're really mad, count to 100. Folks, I think when you put it on the social media, it's there. I know there's some people that have emailed me some stuff that when I see their name pop up, I cringe. You know, is that how you want to have a relationship, that when somebody sees you, they cringe and get defensive? Think twice and think about think about something positive, too, you know?
Yeah, I was really amazed because it was, this story broke, obviously, fairly late on Saturday night. And we actually did a special edition of Steve Sports Saturday with Steve Hallstrom that started at 10:45 at night.
Wow.
On Saturday night, went until 1 in the morning.
Holy sod.
And he had a lot of interesting guests and some calls in. And, I mean, people were really talking about this. So, you know, when that started, I was sort of monitoring the social media side. Steve was on the air. And I was just blown away by it. You asked me a question earlier that I heard probably more than any other question.
Right.
And what is that question, Mark?
Question is, why the timing? Why would he do that while they're in the heat of a three-peat, you know, in the national championship run?
And I think that's, you know, everybody's question. So, number one, is there ever good timing? Probably not. But ideally, this would be announced after the season, maybe after the Bison have three-peated. But if you're Wyoming, okay, you're in a rebuilding mode, you're about to hire a coach for $1.3 million a year, you need to announce a coach. It's recruiting time right now. You need the potential recruits to know they're going to have a leader and who that leader is and everything
else.
And
if they hire this man with that program, everybody within 500 miles of Wyoming wants to go there.
Yeah, so I don't think, I mean, ideally you'd say, okay, yeah, I'll take this job, but let's not tell anybody until we're done with the season here, or
it doesn't work that way.
You know, it really doesn't. And again, if you're moving on to the next thing, not to mention, this is a good football team. And, while this was a bit of a distraction Saturday night after a great win, they'll be right back into the mode this week.
They're playing for themselves and the coach now.
Yeah.
Let us put an exclamation point behind a three-peat. How many people ever three-peat any championship?
Well, if you ask me, I think it could be a motivating factor. It'd be a motivating factor to send out a coach.
It would be for me.
Yeah.
These guys love this guy as a father figure.
You got a group of seniors. You got, you know, but, you know, so anyway, and again, if you're, if other folks have said, Wyoming, why would he go to Wyoming? You know, it's FBS versus FCS. At a bare minimum, number one, that's his choice, right? This is his career. If you're a coach and you come here and you look at his 11 years, what he's done at NDSU, what more is there to accomplish? You got two national championships, maybe a third. You've turned this program around. I mean, you've done everything, right?
Maybe he likes heels.
Right. And I guess he did have some history in that he did, you know, he spent some time as a kid growing up vacationing around Wyoming and was recruited by them. But again, that's, you know, that'd be like, you know, me saying, why did you decide to wear a red sweater today? Well, you decided to wear a red sweater today. That's your choice. I mean, the selfishness of people it was astounding to me. It was about, hey, how dare you, coach, leave us Bison? I mean, come on. You know, the guy's getting $1 million more a year. He's going to the next level. He's has a chance to rebuild a program.
Here would be a good turnaround. Would you leave your job for $1 million more a year?
Yeah.
I mean, at what price?
Get out the mirror here. Get out the mirror. Yeah.
Sorry, Scott. I love you, but for another $1 million,
right.
You know, that would bring me up to what, you know.
Right. I mean, come on. It's $1 million a year of pay raise. You know what I mean? I mean, it's, you know.
Make this personal, folks.
This isn't a difficult decision. And again, he's accomplished everything he could here.
Okay, I'll stay for $500,000, Scott.
It is the next level. Well, that's what Gene Taylor said when somebody asked, well, did you try and keep him? He's like, you know.
There's no chance.
Right. I mean, there's just that kind of money. You just, and again, that alone should tell you this is a different ball game. This is a different level. I mean, some folks are trying to say, well, that program compared to the Bison program, you know, but again, compare and contrast just the salary alone that they're able to pay their old coach, 1.2, supposedly a bowl even more than that, compared to what that alone tells you.
You know, one of the best fans I've ever met, a Bison fan, is Dustin Moore. And I've asked him to be with me in the top of the first hour of the Common Sense Club, because he really has got the truth.
He's into it.
The loyal fan perspective. He'll go anywhere to support the Bison, and he's got some very interesting insights to the coach, and I'm looking forward to my interview. Folks, listen, because he's been around the block. He's driven thousands and thousands of miles to support the Bison, and he's got some opinions about the coach and the timing and everything, so that'll be an interesting subject.
It will. So what we're going to spend a little time talking about today, two questions, I guess, really on the big topic of the weekend with Coach Bull. Number one, the fact that he's leaving and your reaction to that. And number two, how the fans reacted. And I really think it was appalling. Now, again, not everyone, but far too many people were very selfish, in my view. And top of that, just in general, is this not an example where social media is not always good? You know, it is that instant reaction isn't always the right way to approach this. Tell me if you agree or disagree at 855-200-1776. This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
StopSmellNow.com is here to the rescue if you got stink or a terrible odor problem. They can help. It's a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. How they do this is with a provisional patent on an odor cure, odor medicine, and everything. Cigarette and smoke odor, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat. That terrible smell in a fridge or freezer, it is gone, guaranteed. In fact, they're so confident in their product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, and don't ask a question. Folks, decontaminate today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. Get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated with the help of StopSmellNow.com. For the first 50 people we call today, free shipping and $5 off your product. So call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's on your mind? 855-200-1776, our toll-free telephone number. Cold. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, on one hand, it's a typical North Dakota, Northern Plains winter, right? So, But I think it's hard not to, you know, be a little distracted by it. And I'm a little distracted by it. I said, it was that handful of days when you just go, gosh, it's cold. Other than that, we just plow through this. So I'll stop complaining. I'm becoming wussified, Steve.
Early
go ahead.
For this,
you can lock me all you want here.
Jarring cold. Although watching some football games yesterday was kind of fun, especially that Philadelphia Detroit game that snowballed out. Football was fun yesterday.
Yeah, you know that scene brought me back to the Vikings games of old in Met Stadium, which was kind of fun.
Outdoors, and that's where it was fun. The old Met.
And then you had the Vikes lose it with how many seconds left on the clock? 4 seconds or something of the Ravens' touchdown. You know, brought me back to Drew Pearson and the Dallas Cowboys in 1970-something or another. But it was unbelievable finish to that Vikings game. But, of course, that wasn't the big sports story of the weekend. It was Craig Bull moving on up. It's funny, I after the game on Saturday, saw the final score. I thought, you know what, this, you know, and Bison were the favorites, so it was no surprise, but it was a tight first half, and then they rolled the second half. For some reason, I just thought, Craig Bull's gone. I mean, it's just very obvious that this, you know, he's not going to be here. Yet, the reaction to the news that he was leaving is, to me, more of the story than the fact that he's leaving. People are just in meltdown mode over Craig Bull leaving, and I think that's horribly selfish myself. What's your take on this?
Yeah, to a certain degree. I mean, I wish Craig Bull the best, and as a Fighting Sioux fan, I can't say I'm not happy to see him go, but the reaction, I think, with what he did with that program, I think the reaction on social media was a little out of line, and you know, you probably should support him a little bit more than that. The only question I've got is, why Wyoming? Given Craig Bull's pedigree and what he's done with the Bison and building that program basically from the ground up, taking that next step, I'm surprised he didn't step up to a more prominent D1 school, you know, especially the pedigree with Nebraska and that history in the Big 12. I'm shocked he took a Wyoming job.
I can think of a million reasons why he took a Wyoming job. It's $1 million payday. It's a program in need of rebuilding. He had some roots there, right? In that he vacationed there, they recruited him. Nebraska's not open. That's obviously his dream job, right? So he gets a 5-year contract, goes there, does some amazing things. Nebraska opens up, and he has a shot at Nebraska. I think it's a no-brainer. Absolute no-brainer. I mean, he can go work his magic, much like he did here. And look, just the salary alone ought to tell you they're in a different league altogether. And the reaction of the Bison fans sort of looking down their nose at Wyoming. Look, it is FBS versus FCS. And just the fact that they're able to pay what they're paying and the amount of scholarships they have tells you it's a different level of program. They're paying the guy $1.5 million.
Yeah, there is a big disparity when you start looking at the different paydays and the different levels. And I think people at Fargo and the Bison fans in Fargo, for an FCS program, NDSU pays well. I mean, it's a great job and it's a great payday, but you also have to look at who's leaving. I mean, you've got a national championship team that pretty much came back intact, and now there's some big graduations. There is another rebuilding program at NDSU that was going to have to take place for next year. The thing with NDSU under the Craig Bull years, they didn't rebuild, they just retooled. But when you have the senior class that's exiting this year, wow, I mean, that's a big-time rebuilding program.
It is. Here's my take. Bison fans that have reacted negatively to Coach Bull leaving are being very selfish. about, you know, me, me, I, or, you know, and not recognizing the contribution to the level that he has contributed to the program. I mean, they ought to be grateful that they've had the 11 years, the two national championships, a shot at a third. I mean, that's what should be overwhelming, folks. It's unbelievable. One emailer here says, well, wait a minute. The selfish one is Bull. He's leaving for the big bucks. And according to the form, it's only a $450,000 raise. No, the previous coach was paid $1.2 million. His base salary is $750,000, but he'll be paid in excess of $1.2 million.
All right, I want anybody out there honestly to raise your hand saying that you would turn down a $450,000 raise.
Yeah, and again, but
raise.
Probably, you know, if they said we'll go, you know, we'll give you $1 million raise to go just sit somewhere and ponder life, you wouldn't do it. But he gets a chance to rebuild a program. It's at the next level. It's, you know, God, I'm amazed. To me, there's as much a story here about human nature as there is about a football coach and how people react to this. It's just unbelievable to me. It really is. And I think it's another example of how, you know, there are pluses and minuses to social media and instant reaction. Putting up on a Facebook page or on your Twitter account. I was watching Twitter most of the weekend and was just blown away by it. And there's plenty of it on Facebook as well. But, you know, the ability to instantly put your thoughts and opinions out there for the whole world to see is not exactly positive, not exactly a good thing, you know, at all. In fact, this weekend was a glaring example of it, of really childlike behavior, kind of crazy. So anyway, want your reaction to all of this, and if you think I'm being a little too tough on Bison fans, you go ahead and let me have it. Not just because I'm a Sioux fan, but because I'm looking down my nose a little bit here at this childlike behavior and the reaction to Craig Bull's departure for North Dakota State. And again, if you're Wyoming, you can't wait for the Bison to win a third national championship to announce your coach. I mean, every hour is precious with recruits for next year. So, you know, I know the people that are talking about the timing of this. How would you do it differently if you're Wyoming? You can't wait. You got to get a new coach in place and start recruiting. I mean, and quite honestly, even if you're Coach Bull, you know, what's he want to do? He wants to start getting recruits signed that are going to help rebuild the program, right? So, he'll still coach the team, so we'll walk and chew gum at the same time. Doesn't seem real complicated, but boy, it sure was for a lot of folks this weekend. 855-200-1776 to weigh in on that. We'll tackle that topic and some guests as well. Steve Bakken and I in the What's on Your Mind program. Coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling at Chaser's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's an ice cream social cookie decorating. Bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires. Leech Lake adventure rides on the Chase track vehicle. Live entertainment at the 502 restaurant and a big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Question we ask. 855-200-1776 to answer that. Here's one answer from a listener up in Grand Forks.
Scott, Mark, Steve, talking about the bison. Yes, I'm a strong bison fan. But there's two scenarios where us bison fans should not be surprised. One would be if Bull had a three losing seasons in a row, and we wake up one morning and find out that he'd been fired. We would not be surprised. The other scenario is what's going on now. Very, very successful program, and who should be surprised that somebody isn't going to lure our successful coach away from us? I'm not surprised, and good for him. I wish I'd make this kind of money.
That's a great comment, man.
Good for him is, I think, the reaction that most people should have. Thanks for the memories.
You know,
good for you.
That's what his family, how his family will react. Are you part of the Bison family? Then you got to say, you go, Mr. Bowles.
Here's some comments to our question on whether the bitter reaction was unfair in social media. Here's one tweet that prompted this question for me on Saturday night from someone. Dirtbag move of the year. Accepting an offer from Wyoming while in the middle of an FCS playoff run. So I posted that and just said, is this kind of reaction unfair? And Melanie says, hey, this is a man's career. And like most of us, if he wants to be successful in his field, as successful in his field as he can, I understand it would be a move to a conference of bigger schools and a lot more money. I say more power to him, and I wish him the same success in Wyoming that he's had in North Dakota. I have no doubt he wants to leave North Dakota with a third championship for NDSU. Congratulations. Cameron says, hurts to see him go, and people respond from their level. What does that mean, Mark?
That's well said. A person that's got a heart full of bitterness, when you shake it, acid will spill out of them. Vile. A heart that is kind and loving, if you bump them or shake them up, they'll find some silver lining. They'll find a positive aspect. And if they really care about somebody, they'll look for the best reason he did it.
One emailer here says, I suspect Wyoming will also be announcing a switch to the Big 12. Now, Steve Halstrom, I mentioned, did a program on Saturday night when this news broke, special edition. Steve does the show Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 called Steve Sports Saturday. This news broke, so he took to the air about 10:45 on Saturday night and was on the air till 1 in the morning. And one of the individuals he talked to was the beat writer for the Wyoming Cowboys.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and he asked him this question because there was a lot of speculation about that Big 12 thing. The beat writer had heard none of it from Wyoming's perspective. So I think that's a little bit of folklore at this point. But imagine, I guess that's a counter to anybody that thinks this is a bad move to say, well, the potential for them to go to the Big 12 and make a move over there would be certainly a game changer.
What is the difference in annual salary, seriously, between...
It's $1 million bucks.
A million more a year, really?
Yes, yes.
Folks, come on. Jeepers. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, it's a $1 million per year pay hike.
This is what you might call a monster promotion. This would be like going from a corporal to a general in the Army. This is unbelievable.
Jan says, more money is not rocket science. It's his life. Be supportive for those upset at his job offer. Get a life.
Changes his life for his kids, his grandkids. Look what he can do for his people.
Chad says, we all know it was going to happen sooner or later. Congrats, coach. I mean, I think that's the big point, right? I mean, this was inevitable. When you've had the turnaround you've had here, when you have, two national championships in a run for a third, undefeated season, come on.
You know what's got to be in the back of his mind. If he has a similar kind of a 2, 3, 4 years in Wyoming, he's going to be looking at multiple millions in the pros, man. This guy is one of the greatest coaches I've ever been studied or been around.
Rick says the timing of the move couldn't be worse for NDSU. However, I know the coach. He goes to our church. I wish him and Robbie well as they depart Fargo for Cowboy Country. True. And as Gene Taylor said in the press conference yesterday, there's never good time for this. Now, again, how it got announced was not ideal by any stretch, but that's what happens. Leaks happen, and they intended to inform the team Sunday morning, and it got out on Saturday night. But the fact that it happens in the middle of a playoff run, I guess, is the big question on everybody's mind as far as the timing. But if you're Wyoming, and if you're Craig Bohl, you know, in a new position, what choice do you really have? I mean, ideally, it's, again, very selfish to say, well, just wait till after the playoff run is over. Wait till we win a third national championship. Wait till, hello? That's not very realistic either.
There is an old axiom, strike while the iron is hot. His value could not be higher right now, and teams that are not in the playoffs are looking for coaching changes. Virtually every disappointed program in America is looking for a new coach.
Nicole makes your point there, Mark. She says his stock has never been higher. He should move on and make millions. But ducking out in the dark of the night in the middle of a playoff run to Laramie? None of their key recruits are turning that pathetic program around this year. The announcement could wait. He needs to invest some of his new paycheck in a good PR person.
Well, that's what you and I are doing right now, unpaid. Hey, coach, we'll make you glisten because we believe in you. We'll do it from our heart, and we get Dustin Moore on here. We'll do it for 10 grand. We'll make you glisten. Let us be your PR team because we believe in you.
That's funny.
But, Nicole, I would say in response to that, if you're Wyoming and you've hired a new coach and you're laying out million-plus bucks a year for him, you're not thinking, oh, this is a bad batch of recruits anyway, big deal, whatever. You're thinking, hey, I want that to begin to pay a dividend right now. And
absolutely.
And motivate some folks. It's a crucial recruiting time. By the way, it's a crucial recruiting time for the Bison. So to keep this quiet until after would have deceived recruits that are coming in as well.
Now, that's one of the most honorable aspects of the whole discussion. That's super, Scott.
You know, I mean, they need to know who they're going to be playing for, too. So... I think, again.
Yeah, what if you had a choice between Coach Kill or question mark? Let's be real.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion on this, obviously, and that's why we exist in talk radio. But the idea that, you know, it's just selfish. It really, I know of no other term than to describe this as really sort of selfish, you know? I don't. Amazing. Let's see here. Brian says, Wyoming is moving to the Big 12. This puts them in the BCS formula, and with a BCS switching to a playoff format, this isn't a horrible move, if it's true. Absolutely no one on the team knew about this today after the game. Let's take a step back and let Sunday play out.
Well, it played out.
Brian is pretty sure Wyoming's moving to the Big 12 when folks in Wyoming aren't even. You know, that's a ways off, but.
Well, this is the kind of thing that can make Wyoming a much more attractive member. His presence adds so much luster to their program that they definitely, and especially with the victory Kansas City State, this definitely makes him attractive participant in a Big 12 school.
And, you know, that conversation obviously could have gone on between.
And it might be going on and have been going on.
Yeah. So that, you know, it's another factor, right? But. It isn't.
Hey, Big 12, guess what? We're going to bring in a world-class coach. Does that make us more viable?
Yeah, right. You know, exactly. Let's see here. David says, my issue is coaches have such an impact on players. They are mentors and role models to a lot of these kids. And this class of seniors basically made his reputation this season and the 3 years previous. The way he's leaving is in bad taste and not classy at all. No one in their right mind would say no to the pay raise he gets with Wyoming. But he should have thought of his seniors and negotiated something to let him finish and that way leave gracefully, not in the middle of the night like this. He was bound to leave because his stock is high, but the way and timing is just not classy. There were a lot of, again, rumors Saturday night that he was leaving. That he was gone. He was abandoning the team in the middle of this playoff run.
So he had to say he was going to stay through the playoffs. He had to quell that tide.
Well, you know, again, I don't think he was presuming to make that decision for the team or for the program. So, you know, it sounds like what played out yesterday was Gene Taylor was given the option, do you want him to stay or not? Gene Taylor went and said, players, what do you want? And they overwhelmingly said, we want him to stay. So Wyoming gracefully said, hey, this is up to, you know, we want to do whatever is best for NDSU, right? We understand he's got a playoff run, and we want him to stay there. NDSU says, players, do you want him? They want him overwhelmingly, and so he stays.
What I think is really important and instructive to note is that the coach did not personally call a press conference, which meant that he didn't personally want to be a factor in a distraction during, you know, if I think some news reporter, I think somebody got ahead of him.
Well, you're exactly right. That's what happened. They were going to tell the team on Sunday. But, I mean, it's still in the middle of a playoff run. I mean, again, the fact they found out the way they found out, it's not ideal, but welcome to 21st century media reporting.
But he didn't get to manage. He didn't get to manage, and he didn't get to get in front of the fire.
Right, and Gene Taylor said at the press conference yesterday, if he had to do it all over again, they would have told the team Saturday night.
Right.
You know, rather than wait till Sunday morning and have them find out the way they did. Steve agrees. David, with David's comments, says, my thoughts exactly not classy. Terry says, that's a great example of the class of Bison Nation. Like after their first championship, all they could think to say was, Sue suck. Signed a Bitter Sioux fan.
Oh.
So she's at least admitting she's a Bitter Sioux fan. But you know, I have to say, again, there is a streak here that is odd to me, and I don't know if we can lay it all on Bison fans or just sports fans in general. That, you know, your team's successful and you just want to be selfish and gimme, keep, and everything else. But, you know, even do you remember the reaction to the fact that ESPN – was bringing their game day broadcast down, and that it was going to happen downtown, and it was like the world was coming to an end?
Because it wasn't out in the middle of a tailgate out by the stadium.
Yeah, because somehow it was going to disrupt the tailgate. I mean, it was you know, this reminds me of the same thing. It's sort of like, take my ball and go home.
It's like those guys cooking sausages on the plane.
I like those guys.
I do, too. The Bears.
Face the double check. Anyway, here's the telephone number if you want to weigh in, 855-200-1776. A lot of great commentary that I wanted to share. Like 80-some comments on this question on the Facebook page.
Freedom Club tonight, Grand Forks.
All right, we'll be in Grand Forks for the Freedom Club tonight in Tioga at the Farm Festival building 1 week from tonight. Love to see you. 7 o'clock tonight, Pizza Ranch, Grand Forks. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour on the program. 855-200-1776, our telephone number. Jeff Fun at Detroit Lakes with the Fultz trucking folks on Saturday morning.
I felt like I was around a bunch of brothers and sisters, man. They're committed to the freedom of the highway, and they're great people. But, you know, truckers pay a terrific price in health.
It's very sedentary. They're sitting there, and they got stress going on. They drive night and day, all kinds of weather. So the average life expectancy of a truck driver is lower than the regular people, like 61. And a lot of them sit there, and they can smoke in their own cabs, so they have their second-hand and third-hand smoke, and it stay awake, you know. And now they got the government harassing them, and sometimes they eat too much, drink too many. So here they put on this incredible, Fultz Trucking puts on this incredible thing of wellness with this ProServe Wellness Company to teach them about how much sugar there is in tea and XL drinks. Every aspect of safety, including distracted driving, texting, just an amazing. And then they asked me to come and talk to them about quitting smoking. It was just inspirational to be around these great people. That one gal told me she'd been in all 47 states, and if they build a bridge to Hawaii, she wants to drive there.
I love it.
Great people.
And we appreciate all those.
And Fultz Trucking, what a great company. Committed. Oh, they had one guy was being honored 28 years of accident-free driving. Had several in the 20s. And they average 100,000 miles a year.
And also tell our advertisers out there that these truckers are listening to this radio station.
Yeah, they are. Many of them said they listen to us all the time, Scott.
There's a survey that Hurricane Truck Wash, now renamed the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, did. 8 out of 10 trucks that come in there are tuned into this radio station.
The KTGO in Tioga.
Yeah.
1090.
Out in the Bakken. Yep.
And, you know, we even got a bigger signal out of 1100 AM The Flag. And a lot of these guys, they knew all kinds of little details. And one guy talked about when my mother passed. And they know, you know.
So their family.
Their family. That's what it's becoming to be, man.
We didn't get a chance to talk about the Vikes.
Well, they set a crazed record.
They lost, so maybe we don't want to talk about it. But that was just a bizarre finish.
At 2:05, the Ravens score in a one-yard pass. This is to the end of the game. So they take a 15-12 lead after a great game of defense. Then 1:27, Toby Gerhardt runs 41 yards for a touchdown, putting the Vikes ahead 19-15. Now, what kind of a kickoff should you kick with somebody, like Jacoby Jones? Shouldn't you kick it on the ground? They kick it to him, and he rushed. He picked up a kickoff and ran at 77 yards for a touchdown, a 1:16. If that wasn't enough, Cordell Patterson gets a pass, 45 seconds left. Now the Vikings lead 26-22. Well, what kind of clock management would turn around and allow them to score again? 4 seconds left. Flacco hits Marlon Brown on a 9-yard TD pass. Somehow, after the kickoff, we allowed them to get all the way down to the 4-yard line. I mean, there was so much joy and so much madness. This is the craziest, probably the without a doubt, the craziest last 2 minutes in the history of professional football.
Insane.
Insane. And this was all without Peterson was hurt in the first part of the game, plus the wild one.
They think it's just a sprain, right?
Just a sprain, yeah. But right. My gosh.
Didn't look good when him
going off on the stretcher.
Railing away on the ground. Even pre-stretcher, I was not good.
Anyway, one of the crazy, and the previous time even close was like 5.5 minutes that there's ever been such kind of an outburst of points in the last part of a game. This sets a record this is a record that'll never be beat. 5 touchdowns in 2:05.
Unbelievable.
And then the Vikes came up on the short end of that crazed stick.
Mark Skogerbo, 2-5 this afternoon right here on the Common Sense Club. And with me tonight in Grand Forks Freedom Club meeting at the Pizza Ranch. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
Chat with you later. Wind chill advisory in effect for all of western and central North Dakota tonight through this morning. Winter weather advisory for blowing snow west and most of north central North Dakota this afternoon and evening. Wind chills as low as 35 below across North Dakota through this morning. Use caution if you must be outside. Obviously, carry a winter survival kit. Cover exposed skin. I mean, we think most of this is pretty much common sense, but this fresh supply of cold air keeping temperatures below zero through early afternoon and along with west and northwest winds at 10 to 20. Wind chill values are down there 25 to 40 below, so hazardous wind chills expected again tonight. Forecast for eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, mostly sunny and a high right around zero today. Wind chills down there minus 30 with west winds becoming south in the afternoon. 50% chance of snow tonight. Cloudy with a low around 4 below. Wind chill values down at 20 below. South winds becoming northwest after midnight, but gusting up there as high as 20. And some new snow. Partly sunny tomorrow, high about 2 above. About 17 below tomorrow night. Sunny on Wednesday with a high near 3 below. Let's check out the oil patch. We're looking at slight chance of snow before 1. Then a chance of snow this afternoon. Snow with areas of blowing snow after 2. High near 7 above. Wind chill values 30 below. It'll be a blustery day with a southwest wind 9 to 14 becoming northwest 21 to 26 in the afternoon, but wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Precip in the patch, 90% chance. Not a lot of accumulation, but it is, it's going to snow. Areas of blowing snow and a chance of snow tonight. Cloudy, a low around 2 below, 20 below with the wind chill factor. Then Tuesday, patchy blowing snow, mostly cloudy and cold. Looks like around, a high of around 4, but that's going to fall to below zero temps as the day rolls on. Sunny on Wednesday, but cold still, a high near 6 degrees. Right now, let's take a temp trip around the region. Fargo, clear at 11. Grand Forks, partly cloudy at 12. Jamestown, 11. Detroit Lakes, 9 below. Alexandria, 9 below. These are all minus temps, folks. Williston, 15 below. Minot, 13 below right now. Stanley, 13 below. Tioga, 15 below. It's cold outside. That's the weather. What's on your mind coming up?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. Four decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620 or check them out online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.